The following khutbah, our sermon in English, was recorded February 6, 1998, at the Downtown Islamic Center in Chicago, Illinois. The khatib, our teacher in English, is W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman.
La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعث. Believers, we glorify God, we worship none but Him, we put our faith in Him, we trust Him, we do not separate from belief. And we witness that Muhammad is a servant and messenger of God. And the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets mentioned in the Quran, as the one also mentioned in the Torah and in the Gospel, the Injil, as one who comes to purify the people and to relieve them of slavery, the yokes of slavery, the burdens that bend their backs down. This Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given to us by God in the Quran as a mercy to all the worlds. A mercy to all the worlds. He is rahmatan lil alamin, a mercy to all the worlds. And he's also given to us by God in the Quran as the most excellent model for human beings to have, as a model of what the human being should be under God or for his creator. It is uswatan hasana, most excellent model, not just for Muslims. He's an excellent model for any who believe in God and believe in the last day. Man aminu billahi wa yawmil akhir. Who believe in God and believe in the last day. So this prophet is given to the whole world, not just to Muslims. We know everyone is created to be Muslim, but the conscious Muslims are only those who follow the guidance of God in the Quran, and as Muhammad the prophet demonstrated that how the Quran should be followed. So we follow the Quran, the word of God, as Muhammad the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated that to us, then we are Muslims in the proper sense. But this, again, I want to repeat that Muhammad is not only a model leader for those who know themselves to be Muslim. Muhammad is a model leader for any people who are sincere, believing in God and believing in Judgment Day, a day when they have to count to God, before God, for their life, how they live their life in this world. So Muhammad is a mercy to all the world, and the Quran itself is the mercy. And Muhammad delivered the Quran to the world, and he and his model human constitution is a mercy to all the world. His mercy is the message that he gives, and the life that he lived, the human life, the message and the human life is both a mercy to us. When I began to be seriously interested in the life of Muhammad the Prophet, I read books, but then I began to study him myself on my own. I study him in the Quran, what God says of him. I study him in the context of Revelation, in the history of Revelation, how it unfolds. And I came to see that he is really the product, the finished product of the human being. God began making the human being with Adam. He made the natural man. And then Muhammad was presented to us as the finished product. Now here is the complete man. This is the complete man. And I believe in the Islamic studies, the learned people refer to him as that, the complete man. The perfect man and the complete man. He's both. The perfect man and the complete man. And this prophet is a teacher. He's an educator. And the miracle is that he himself was not educated. He was not educated. There were no schools in Saudi Arabia. It was an undeveloped place as far as enlightenment is concerned. And there were no colleges, no universities for him to attend. He's an educated man, and he is selected by God because of his moral excellence. He was having that moral excellence before God made him a messenger to the world, or to the people, to the believers. He was already a model man. God says that he has already lived a lifetime among you. He's already lived a lifetime among you. And the people who knew him, the pagans, the idolaters, and even the Hanafi people, those who did not worship idols, a few of them, companions of the prophets and a few others, they all knew him before he received the message of God, called to be the prophet, a messenger. They knew him to be a man that was having uswatan hasana. Uswatan hasana. So he had this uswatan hasana before even he was made the next call to be messenger. And to me, it's very logical that God would not call those who were leaning over to the left or the right or falling on their faces, but he would call the man that was level-headed and upright to be his messenger, his mercy to all the world. And on this point, I would like to say that we should look to Muhammad the Prophet and to the leadership that he formed as the messenger of God, as the mercy to all the world, to see how should we form our leadership today. And we find that Muhammad the Prophet selected from different nationalities, and they were in his company. They were part of his special group of leaders to reach the others. So we are living now in a country, brothers, America, and this is a multinational country, multi-ethnic country. This is a pluralistic country, and Muslims are here now from the different colors of man and from the different nationalities and cultural backgrounds, etc. I suggest for us, and I think this is your suggestion too, that no matter how small our leadership group is, for example, my ministry, I call it W.D. Muhammad Ministry, and I did that because I wanted to be free from having any obligations to any other organization. So I formed my own ministry. I didn't want to have people holding me back or interfering with the direction that I saw for Muslims. So rather than join people where I have to argue and have problems, I form my own ministry. And yet work with other people and want to work with other people. So I form my own ministry. And my ministry now does not have a white person in it. But inshallah, I'm looking for that European American. I'm looking for that white person. I want a white person in it. And inshallah, I will have it African and white, European, and I will have it Arab. I got an Arab already. He has agreed to join with me. I have Arab, and I'll have Indian. I want it to be colorful. I want it to represent people, humanity. And I think we should try to do this as much as possible. Even the business organizations that we have, if you're going to do big business, then have Muslims of different nationalities working with you. And this is not only the way for Islam to go. This is the way the world is going. The world is going like that. And this time for Islam to step out ahead of the world, because Islam is the leader of the world. The world is not the leader of Islam. Yes, our prophet, if we study his way, we will see that today the world is shaping to receive Muhammad's way. The world is shaping itself to receive Muhammad's way. It's becoming a world that's thinking of itself as one community, world community, all people belonging to one community. The systems are beginning to respect the oneness of human family. And we are the people that should be in front of this. We are Muslims. We were told by God, "Kan an-nasu ummatan wahida," that the people are one people. Mankind was created to be one community. And we see now the world is waking up, that mankind is one global community. And economics, politics, and everything is being affected now by that reality, that mankind is intended to be one community. The prophet in Medina, he was able to establish the community, the first community of Islam, the Ummah. He was able to establish that community. by the grace of God to him as the mercy to all people. He was able to establish that community, and that community should be now our pattern model, our pattern model for our direction. Muhammad the Prophet was the leader leading people in all healthy constructs of social, societal, community life. In all healthy constructs, whatever is halal, we should embrace it. Whatever the community needs, the community of man needs, the Muslim leadership should be seeking ways to provide that, or to at least provide the guidance for that. So we can't be secular Muslims, and we can't be spiritual Muslims without the whole life. We want to be Muslims whole Muslims, complete Muslims. To be complete Muslims, we have to look at community. That's where we have to go. God wants us to focus on community. God says of us, "Antum khayra ummatan, ukhrijat lin-nas." If we are the best and most useful, it not only means the best in the moral sense, or the best in spiritual sense, it means the best in practical sense. We are the best also in the practical sense. God says, "And who have said to his servants, his devotees, that such and such of his of the goods that God provides is forbidden to them?" Say, "No, these are for them, and even more. In the hereafter, it shall be exclusively for them." Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How wonderful God is. How glorious God is. How wonderful God is. And how wonderfully and miraculously he has guided the Ummah of Muhammad, the Ummah of the Muslims. So let us be thoughtful of these things, and all of us join our best leaders and focus on community. We no more should be just satisfied with building our own self up as pious people doing dhikrs and doing salat, because if all we have to offer is dhikr and salat, God will say to us in the judgment, what Muhammad said to those who had that on their offer. He said, "Is that all they do? Well, who take care of them? Who provide their food? Who provide their clothing? Who provide shelter for them?" Well, those people are better than they. Better than those who just do dhikrs and salat and fast and live a life of the pious people. Piety is really doing your job in community life. And community begins with our families. Let us be men responsible for our households. And let us be men loving to do work that brings in lawful income. The Muslim, if he understands his religion makes him love work and love to perfect things, to make things excellent. Muhammad the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the believer is the one who, when he does a thing, he seeks to perfect it. Yuqinuhu. He seeks to make it perfect. He wants to make it best he possibly can. And this is the best spirit in human beings. We see our little children. Some of them don't care about perfecting their work. But we'll notice one little child wants to do everything correct, not satisfied until it looks perfect and beautiful. That's the Islam. That's the spirit of Muslim that God put in him. And it's manifesting in him. Dear brothers, we also should look at something else. Islam is for the generations to inherit. And this inheritance began with Muhammad's Ummah. So aren't we the inheritors, if we're truly his followers, of the Ummah of Muhammad? If we're the inheritors of that, we don't want to see it put back just as it was then. We want to see it put back better than it was then. And this is something that we have to shake ourselves and wake up to, that we are not just to match what was done in the past. We are supposed to contribute to what was done in the past, so that is greater, bigger, greater, more beneficial, more useful for all the good people. So don't look and say, "Oh, they had so many camels, and they had so much wealth, and they did this with the wealth." Look at the world today and see how much we need to get to step out ahead of this world. We should be in front of this world. That's my spirit, and I love it. So we should devote ourselves to establishment. And we know that the Prophet is sending someone to purify us. We are not going anywhere to be successful unless we accept to fight indecency in our lives. Fight bad morals. Fight ignorance. Fight selfishness. We have to refine ourselves. We have to take charge of ourselves. The Muslim is one who is told that he should take responsibility for himself and then accept a share of the responsibility for the whole society. And unless we do this, we're not completing our job as Muslims. Accept responsibility for ourselves, our family, and then for the whole society, we have to accept a share in the responsibility. And the responsibility for the good state and good future of the whole society. And we know also that Muslims should be in the forefront of education. We shouldn't just be in, I know we're behind, colonial domination kept put us all behind. We are behind, but while we're trying to catch up, we should realize that our aim should not just be to catch up. Our aim should be to take the lead. And we have a few Muslims in the Islamic world who think this way. I know, I've met them. They think this way. And it's just a matter of time before the Muslim intellect and morality is going to be leading the whole world of civilized society. It's just a matter of time. I call this the day of religion, not the day of judgment. I call this the day of religion. I know what's shaping up in the world. Because I'm busy mixing with the leaders. They call themselves the actors and the players. And I say to myself silently, God says, we did not create this world for sport and play. So you take this world for sport and play, but we were not playing when we created this world. So when I call themselves actors and players, I recall what God says, that we were not playing when we created this great universe. So let us be very serious, brothers, and let us not be so stiff in our own opinions and so stiff in our own forms, cultural forms, that we can't see the bigger picture. The bigger picture is not our opinions. The bigger picture is not how we are formed culturally. The bigger picture is the guidance of God for all of us, and Muhammad as the model leader for all people who believe in God and the last day. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi 'azza wa jalla. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. We glorify God, we witness that He's one. We know that He created us for His service. God says that He did neither created men nor jinn except to be His servants. And I have talked with Christian preachers and ministers and the deacons in the churches, and I hear them speak with pride sometimes. They say they would rather be a servant at the door, a doorman, in the kingdom of heaven, than to have the best job in the world. Now, I don't know if they practice that or not, but that's what they said to me. I know that we, if we understand that Allah has made all of us, created all of us to be His servants. Muhammad is the servant par excellence, but we are also servants of God. Ya ibadullah, that's how God refers to us, all people. Ya ibad, especially men. Ya ibadullah, all servants of God, all workers for God. And God says, and surely I'm a worker. And I'm working in my place. You work also in your places. So this is not a call for people who want to be idle or want to be lazy or want to give up their responsibility. This is a call for those who want to accept their responsibility and want to make a contribution to the betterment of the whole human society. We pray to God and glorify Him. We ask Him to strengthen us in our faith. We ask Him to strengthen our faith and make us strong for Islam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولا سوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سنين وهذا بلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن التقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
For more on the ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.